Joining me today is Omar Mulalem. He is a director with a very fun project coming to town, actually, the Lebanese Burger Mafia. First of all, Omar, can you tell us what your film is all about?
Well, I mean, in simplest terms, my film is about Burger Baron. And if you're wondering why would anyone make a movie or want to watch a movie about Burger Baron, then you don't know the full story of Burger Baron. It's actually quite a transnational saga that covers a lot of themes that you might not expect from a humble little diner.
Well, I think everyone who's listening to this has probably seen at least one Burger Baron in their life, that's for sure. There's one just down the road in Carstairs, in fact, as we speak. So tell us, Omar, how did you get the fascination in these Burger Barons?
Well, I mean, you could kind of say that I was born into the business. My parents owned a Burger Baron in High Prairie, and like the son of a lot of barons, I didn't really give it much thought. It was just our family restaurant, how we made a living. But as I got older, I started to see Burger Barons all over Alberta, especially when we would like travel for hockey tournaments and stuff as a family. And inevitably, my dad would want to stop into those Burger Barons. And I thought that was, you know, unusual. And I'd much rather go to a McDonald's as a kid. But, you know, you'd go inside and it would look nothing like the one we had. The logo would be different. The menu would be different. It just was a completely different vibe. But the owners all seemed to speak Arabic, like my parents. And I realized that Burger Baron seems to be something that is only existing in the Lebanese community. And why is that? How is there a chain restaurant that doesn't really act like a chain, that is seems to be owned by members of one very niche community, the Alberta Lebanese community? So as I got older, I became a journalist. I looked into that, and I found that it's actually quite an amazing story about a fast food chain that started like any other fast food chain, but then kind of went rogue. And the people that took over it and made it into this independent hodgepodge of family-owned diners were Lebanese immigrants. Specifically, there's one man that you can attribute it all to. His name is Rudy Kamaldeen. Some people call him Uncle Rudy. Some people call him the godfather of the Burger Baron. And he bought his first Burger Baron, one of the last ones that was still existing, in 1965. And then he used it as a way to bring more of his family members from Lebanon, especially during the Civil War in the 70s and 80s. And he trained them. He taught them the trade secrets. And then they went off and struck out on their own. And that's how this whole thing kind of proliferated. And Burger Baron was sort of resurrected through immigrants. But it also has come with a lot of disunity, a lot of disagreement on how to run it. And that's where the comedy ensues.
Pretty in-depth story here. So how long have you been working on this, and how long has it been out for now, actually?
The movie actually started as an article about 10 years ago. I wrote an article for Swerve magazine out of the Calgary Herald called "Will the Real Burger Baron Please Stand Up?" And that was about trying to find the origins of it. And I did. And it turns out that it was not Lebanese from a Lebanese person, but actually from a Irish-American immigrant named Jack McDonald, if you could believe it. But that article kind of, it really stuck with people. It followed me for many, many years. And when I became a documentary filmmaker, that was one of the first stories I wanted to tell. And so it started as a short film called The Last Baron a couple of years ago that came out on CBC. But it captured the attention of a lot of people, and we started crowdfunding to turn it into a feature film. And that's the Lebanese Burger Mafia. And that story is quite, you know, goes quite deep into the saga of Burger Baron. We had a premiere in Toronto at Hot Docs Film Festival in May, and it was quite a success. And it's been doing the festival circuit ever since. And so now we are starting to roll it out in theaters, including Olds Theater on Sunday.
Yeah, and that's very exciting, of course, as part of the Mountain View Film Group and their fall session here as they bring lots of great productions that are made right here in Canada. Omar, if you could talk about how awesome it is from your vantage point as a filmmaker, as a director, how awesome is it to see these local film groups hosting someone like yourself?
Not just as a filmmaker, but as a film lover. I mean, you know, I fell in love with movies when I was a teenager growing up in High Prairie, which is, you know, probably about the same size as Olds and a very similar kind of community. I would have loved if my movie theater could bring independent cinema to our little town. Of course it couldn't, because it didn't have, you know, there wasn't a group like Mountain Film Group. So Olds is very lucky to have an organization like this that tries to bring these hidden gems that you otherwise wouldn't hear about to a movie theater in a small community. It's truly a special thing.
And you're going to be there as well on Sunday to answer some questions. Is that right?
I'll be there. There's going to be two showings, a morning matinee at 11 and then a afternoon matinee at 3 o'clock. And I'll be there for both of them.
And tickets are just $10. Students are for $5. And an 8-movie pass for the Mountain View Film Group is $60. A great deal for you there. Omar, thank you very much for joining me today. And best of luck with things on Sunday.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.